Hi, I'm Melody Barr, Deputy Assistant Director for Public Services and Public Facilities with the City of Houston's Housing and Community Development Department. And I'm going to talk to you a little bit today about why and how we got into rapid rehousing. So in 2010, we did an assessment of our homeless system, and we found that we were one of the largest homeless populations in Houston. We had a high rate of recidivism, and Houston as a whole was losing federal funds, and so we were sending them back. And it was very chaotic for homeless persons to access those services that they needed most, which was housing. So what ended up happening was that a homeless person could access services that they needed, but it was the system was extremely chaotic, and it really depended on who you saw, when you saw them, and what day you saw them to determine what type of service you could actually receive. And our funding was no different. We were funding multiple agencies. All of the funders were funding different agencies, but sometimes we were funding the same agencies, and we didn't always know who we were all funding. And so as a result of that, we looked at different housing options and tried to coordinate our system. And so now everyone comes to the table. We talk to each other. We know who's funding whom and where and what type of programs are actually being funded. And so we created this system that utilizes rapid rehousing. And so as the federal government started requiring us to coordinate our access points, we did exactly that. And we started our coordinated access with permanent supportive housing, really to look at our chronic homeless individuals who were utilizing our system tremendously. And as we did that, it was a natural fit to bring on rapid rehousing. And so it didn't take a lot of convincing. I think what took the most convincing in our community was realigning our transitional housing. And so what it really appeared to be happening in Houston was a lot of our transitional housing providers were really doing more of either permanent supportive housing or they were doing rapid rehousing. So that convincing of providers to change their housing model wasn't super difficult, but it really was understanding what services they were trying to provide and what that end result was going to be. And so it was clearly housing. And so we were able and fortunate in our community to have people that were willing to change when we instituted and started formalizing what looks like rapid rehousing today or what is rapid rehousing today. Thank you for allowing me to present. Thank you for listening.